Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Did you hear about this guy who jet skied from Scotland to Ireland just so he could see his girlfriend? True story. Happened like 4 days ago. He's 28 years old. He's in love with his girlfriend, obviously, but he's not allowed to see her because of COVID restrictions and everything. He's not allowed to leave the country. So what does this guy do? Hops on his jet ski, just starts driving. It's from the southern tip of Scotland to the Isle of Man. It's off the coast of Northern Ireland. It's a 40-kilometer trip on jet ski. Took a while. This guy was like, it was a little rougher out there than I thought. Yeah, the sea was a little rougher than you thought. Really, bud? Like, did you think it was just going to be glass the whole way there? No. So this guy gets there, and immediately when he gets there, thrown in jail. Because you can't do that, right? You can't break COVID restrictions. Apparently, they caught wind of it. They threw him in jail. His girlfriend's devastated. Like, first of all, she is like, whoa, he's a legend. I'm so in love with him. When he gets released from jail, I'm jumping his bones. But she's bummed because she can't see him for like 3 weeks. That's how long he's going to be in jail for. I think I speak on behalf of all husbands and boyfriends out there when I say, screw this guy. He's making us all look bad. Like, a jet ski trip, a 40-kilometer jet ski trip across a sea to see your girlfriend, that makes your $25 grocery store flowers look awful. Hey, fellas, like, your wife or girlfriend's gonna look at this and be like, remember when you were that romantic for me? Like, this guy is just sewering boyfriends and husbands out there. Like, thanks a lot, bud.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Yeah, this whole behind the scenes thing kind of sucks when Stacey's not here.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
We have a rule here on Cruise Mornings that whenever Keanu Reeves is in the news, we have to talk about it because Stacey and I both just love Keanu Reeves. So I have a huge man crush on Keanu Reeves. He's the face of this video game called Cyberpunk 2077. It's this game set in the future. It's basically like Grand Theft Auto, but online. And I don't know. I'm not a big gamer, so I can't really get into too many details here. But apparently, this game just sucks. There was so much hype around this game. Like, for years, gamers were waiting for this game to be released because it's epic, it's online, and everyone across the world wants to play this game. And Keanu Reeves, they got him to do the commercials. You know it's pretty good when, right? It sucks, though. Like, on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, apparently it's just brutal. So many bugs, so many lags. And gamers are obviously upset because it's an expensive game, and they've been waiting years for this game. Some gamers took it to the next extreme. I am reading the online reviews for this video game, Cyberpunk 2077. Some people say they quit their job so they could play this video game nonstop for a month. Some people are saying that they dumped their girlfriend so that they'd have more time to play this game. Some people are saying that they totally ditched their family Christmas plans just so they could have 2 weeks off of uninterrupted video game time. And they want people to feel sorry for them. They're like, oh, feel sorry for me. I did all these plans, all these preparations, and the game sucks. If you're making giant life decisions based on a video game, you need to take a long look in the mirror. First one is from Dennis, the Red Hot Chili Peppers scar tissue. Dennis hears, when brothers shed, it's a lonely view.
When brothers shed, it's a lonely view. When brothers shed, it's a lonely view.
I'm picturing like an older brother shedding his skin like a snake, just bleh. That's the sound of shedding, by the way. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. another one of my great impressions. The actual lyrics: with the birds, I'll share this lonely viewing.
With the birds, I'll share this lonely viewing. With the birds, I'll share this lonely viewing.
Blah! What the H-E double hockey sticks was that? Next, Van Halen, Panama. This one's from Jake. Jake hears, achoo, burning down the avenue. Just a quick sneeze before we go burning down the Ave, right? The actual lyrics, hot shoe, burning down the avenue.
Hot shoe, burning down the avenue.
This last one's weird. It is from Helen, the Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. Helen hears, I don't even care to shake these leather boobs. Leather boobs. I'll just let you finish the punchline for me there. The actual lyrics, I don't even care to shake these zipper blues. Leather boobs, sneezing, and brothers shedding their skin. As always, Cruise Confused Lyrics was a weird one. Tiger Woods, he's playing in the PNC Championship this weekend. It's not really a big golf tournament. It's a super cool golf tournament, though, because it's on the Champions Tour. Now, the Champions Tour, you can only play tournaments on this tour if you've won a major event. So, like the Masters, the British Open, the US Open. The cool thing about the PNC Championship, it's a pro-am. And not just a normal pro-am, it's a family pro-am. So the professional golfer in the tournament gets to pick someone from their family to be their playing partner in the tournament. How cool is that, right? Tiger Woods went with his son, Charlie. And it's adorable. They've been wearing matching outfits the whole time. It's super cute. There has been a side-by-side video of their swings. So it's Tiger Woods' swing and his son Charlie's swing at the exact same time. And they're the exact same swing. Like, Charlie Woods is only 11 years old, and he's already piping 300-yard drives down the middle of the fairway. It's insane. Like, I'm watching the video right now. It's the exact same swing. Charlie Woods and Tiger Woods. Like, Tiger Woods passed down his legendary golf swing, maybe the best golf swing of all time, he passed that down to his son. Meanwhile, the only thing my dad passed down to me was a fear of heights. Moral of the story, sometimes life isn't fair. A lot of people doing a cool little thing for Christmas this year. Times are tough for everyone, saving money, supporting local, all that stuff. So they're doing a secondhand gift exchange. Instead of going out and buying something super expensive, maybe you dust off a gift that you got 2 years ago that you haven't opened yet and re-gift it to someone who could actually use it. I love this idea. I mean, make sure you still go and support the local businesses, even if it's just $5 or $10, every little bit counts. But this is a great idea if you're on a budget for Christmas, right? If it's like a friend's gift exchange or a cousin gift exchange, secondhand gifts, it's like fancy hand-me-downs, right? And I mean that in a good way. I'm not chirping hand-me-downs. No, like, I'm not chirping this idea. I love this idea. I live off of hand-me-downs. I'm a little brother. 85% of my wardrobe are hand-me-downs, right? So I love this idea. Try it out. This is the Christmas to try out new things, because this Christmas is very different. It's not like any other Christmas ever. So why not try a new tradition like secondhand gift exchange? And if it doesn't work, you can be like, well, 2020, what can you do? You can use that excuse for everything, hey? Like, you overcook Christmas supper. Well, 2020, what can you do? I get to talk more football when Stacey's not here, because she makes the rules. Her name comes first. And when she's not here, football talk, baby. Let's go. Did you see the Raiders-Chargers game yesterday? If you watched it, you saw Raiders quarterback Derek Carr destroy his groin in the first quarter. Didn't look good. Remember last week, Everyone was accusing Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, of pooping his pants because he was cramping up, so he had to kind of jog off the field, and he was doing that I have to poop jog. We've all been there, right? We all know what the I have to poop jog is, right? He's doing that, but it's just because he was cramping. But everyone thought he was pooping his pants because he was walking funny. Well, same thing happened to this Derek Carr guy yesterday. He starts walking funny because of his groin, and everyone on the internet is immediately like, oh, he has to poop. Oh, he's got to poop. Oh, Derek Carr might poop his pants. Like, is that what's going to happen now in football? Anytime someone just starts walking funny, oh, he's got to poop. He's got to dump. He's got to take a number two. He's walking funny. Hope not. Like, is that the number one conclusion everyone's going to go to? Ah, looks like he's limping down there. He probably has to go to the bathroom. Nope, torn ACL. That's a little worse than pooping your pants.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.